Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a question that we got from a listener. His biggest problem is consistent profits. He thinks it's mostly his trading psychology, where he jumps in and out of trades the slightest sight of noise. What would you recommend for that?
So this is a lack of confidence. So this trader probably has not tested. My guess is that the trader has not tested this strategy or strategies so that he knows or she knows, like, okay, you know, the average winner is 2.4R and the average win rate is 52%. Like, if once you know those things, you're more inclined to let it play out. So you've lost your confidence. You think that when the trade goes bad, you need to get out. And that's not necessarily the case. Like, what really needs to happen is you need to focus on what you should do. So, and what you should do is exactly what you did when you did your backtesting. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. People can still backtest but not follow the backtesting rules when they go live. So that's what I would do. I would encourage more backtesting for this trader so that he or she can work through this confidence thing, because you'll get a lot of confidence, you know, 700 trades under your belt. And, you know, when you look at those win rate and the stats and all that, and when that lines up and you look at that and you go, wow, if I had been trading this for the last 3 years, I would have made X amount of money. Like, that's a real confidence booster, and you're more likely to stick with your strategy and focus on executing your strategy rather than worrying about any individual trade. Because let's face it, what any individual trade does doesn't matter. What matters is that as a whole, you're able to follow the rules that you did during your backtesting phase, and you will get probably most likely very similar results. So that's kind of the way to approach this, is to build up that confidence with backtesting and sit down and ask yourself when you're looking to, you know, write it out. When you make changes to your trades, write it out and say, why am I changing this trade right now? Why am I making this decision? Why am I doing that? Is it because it's my rules? Is it because I've got a hunch? Is it because my psychic told me to? Like, what are you doing here? You know, there's something really weird going on. So that's what I would do. That will also help for you to see it from a different perspective. When you write it down, you'll be like, okay, wait, hang on, what am I doing here? So that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. And I think, as we both know, there's a ton of great trading strategies out there and profitable traders who trade those strategies, but it's almost like they give the strategy and then they forget to tell you, oh, you should backtest this and practice this, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. Like, Hugh, how many times do you see Roger Federer on TV and he's like smashing a serve or whatever? I don't really watch tennis, but I don't, you know, sometimes
me neither.
I see,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, like, or some golfer, like pro golfer or whatever, you see somebody, or like right now I'm watching the pro surfing event in South Africa, and the waves are amazing, and these guys are totally, like, I can look at that and I can go, okay, this guy is doing that on that wave. But if I got that same wave, even if that guy, like, I had him piped into my, like, I was wearing earbuds and he was telling me, okay, now make a turn here, now do this, I still wouldn't be able to do that, right? I still wouldn't be able to surf like those pro guys can. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not because he can't tell me what to do. And it's the same thing with trading. Just because some guy is making a living out of a strategy doesn't mean you will. Like, that's where people get run. They think that, okay, I mean, if that were the case, then everyone would just be able to watch a Tiger Woods play golf and everyone could play like Tiger Woods or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Is he even any good anymore? I don't think he is, but he used to be really good, you know? Like, same thing with these surfers. Like, if that was true, everyone could just watch a pro surfer on TV and go, okay, and then I'm just going to go do that now. Like, it's funny that we think that trading is somehow different, that we can just go, okay, so-and-so is doing this with his trading strategy, so I'll just copy what he does. But nobody says that they're going to copy what Roger Federer does and become a pro tennis player. And nobody says that they're going to, you know, copy what Kelly Slater does and become a pro surfer. But of course, when it comes to trading, everything's different. You know, it's really strange. Like, if you think about it, even like people who are playing orchestras, like, nobody ever thinks that you can just sit down and play the violin like some professional violinist who's been playing for 35 years. Like, nobody even, like, people would think that's crazy. And yet, here we go. You go on the internet, you take a look at somebody who's been trading some trading strategy for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. It seems to work for him. And then we go, well, I'll just do what he does. You know, I'll have one of those. Thanks. You know, yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. And the missing piece, of course, is what you believe. You need to understand what you believe about the markets, and that's kind of how you need to trade. That's the real critical piece here. So I think that this person, and I think you nailed it, Hugh, I think this person is probably trading something that maybe doesn't quite fit with the trader's beliefs. And so that's another reason to backtest, because you might find out that you're going to tweak it a little bit, and it'll, as you backtest, you tweak it and you find some rules that actually fit more of what you believe. That might be the better way to go. So that's what I would do if I were this trader. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thank you.